a game winner in front of 10,000 people?
When you put it that way, yeah. I mean, kind of come out and see it from above. But I've been working pretty hard all year to get to this kind of a level and this kind of position. So, again, I just got to thank the coaches for giving me the opportunity to play with, like, all these great players in this locker room right here. And it just makes the game that much more fun and easy.
Has it been a while since you've had that kind of show up for a game?
Yeah, I would say I think last time we got over 10,000 was in college, so it was a good 2-3 years ago for sure. And I mean, the people here are so passionate about hockey, so it was just awesome to hear the crowd erupt, like, during the goals and after the game. So it was good to hear that and see that.
Do you pinch yourself sometimes that you get this opportunity right away and you're able to produce and you build a chemistry also with your line mates?
Quickly. For sure. I mean, definitely something to pinch yourself, but I think it's another thing to kind of just keep your mind focused on the game, keep your mind level, you know. Don't get too high during the high moments and don't get too low during the low moments. So kind of just stay in, like, a nice steady mean. So that's what I'm just trying to do, is just try to stay level-headed.
Thanks, Joe.
Is it something that we can just expect from this kind of group, that nobody goes down, everyone keeps believing no matter what happens?
From the moment I've gotten here, the guys have done nothing but fight for 60 minutes. So, I mean, my first game here in Cleveland, we were down going into the third, and we were able to fight back and win that game. And then, of course, here we were down 3-1, be able to fight back and win. I mean, it takes a special group and a lot of heart to kind of fight back during those kind of low moments.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.